The Army Corps of Engineers is using sonar to help map wreckage of the Key Bridge through muddy waters in Baltimore. Colonel Esti Pinchasen.
Collapse of that wreckage, it's not just sitting on the seabed, it's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut, how to lift and rig and lift.
Severe weather is affecting millions nationwide today. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
We have everything ranging from spring tornadoes and severe thunderstorms over to wintertime snowstorms that will be affecting the eastern quarter or eastern half of the nation, actually, for the next several hours.
An Israeli airstrike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, including an American. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We expect a broader investigation to be conducted and to be done so in a swift and comprehensive manner. We hope that those findings will be made public and that there is appropriate accountability held.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot. On-site voter registration is available with proof of residence like a utility bill. You need a photo ID to vote, but it doesn't need to show your current address. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says Trump has failed working families and women.
Donald Trump has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe versus Wade, and he's calling for punishing women who have an abortion.
President Biden campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new Oakleaf Medical Network clinic has officially opened in Eau Claire. Spears Pain and Rehab announced it would be opening in the region following the announcement of all HSHS and Prevea facilities closing. The clinic will offer pain management care and rehabilitative care, as well as other non-surgical services. Oakleaf Medical Network also plans to open a number of other clinics in the Chippewa Valley, attempting to cover gaps in care for area patients who were relying on HSHS and Prevea. A Stanley man has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. According to court records, Jay Conklin is currently serving a 40-year sentence after being convicted in two child sexual assault cases. Two other inmates allegedly told authorities that Conklin was trying to get them to kill the prosecutor from his case and had details on the prosecutor's home and family. Authorities then pretended to be one of the inmates' cousins and recorded the call from Conklin. He is now facing an additional 72 years in prison. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Brewers opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Twins. Milwaukee jumping out to an early 3-1 lead thanks to a home run by Christian Yelich. Bryce Serang with a pair of hits, including an RBI double. A full recap coming up after the game. NBA, the Bucks are in Washington, D.C. to play the Wizards, but they'll be without Damian Lillard tonight. He's dealing with a groin injury. The Bucks trying to secure their second seed in their conference. Chris Middleton.
We need it. We're going to have to find it as quick as we can. Heading into playoffs, you always want to be somewhat playing your best form. Our best style of basketball. So I think we're in a great spot. We've been through, you know, some rough road trips out on the West Coast, but we learned a lot from ourselves and we've survived them. I mean, we had a couple bad losses, but still won a couple games. We're still in this 2 or 2-3, 4, whatever playoff race. So we're in a good spot, I think. Now we just want to, you know, figure out ourselves and, like I said, play the best basketball heading into the playoffs.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and breezy tonight, an inch or two of accumulation and a low near 30. A wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts to 40 miles an hour, scattered snow showers, highs near 40. Cloud cover lingers for Thursday, maybe a morning flurry, high mid-40s. Right now it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, we have our weekly climate check, a conversation about the ways we can do better by our climate and grow the jobs of the future.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday edition, Election Day in the great state of Wisconsin. Opening day, some would say, or Trump Day in Green Bay. A happier happy hour, because we're about to trash this guy's speech, Dom. Trump has taken the stage. You can hear the chants, USA. Here's Donald Trump. Did you notice the weather?
Sir, I don't think we're going to make it. I said, we have to. We can't disappoint Green Bay. There's no way. I said, we got to make it.
Not as many times as I've disappointed my wife.
There's never been such spirit. Look, we won in 2016. We did much better in 2028. To say
a very homogeneously white better audience behind Trump.
But there's more spirit now than at any time that we've ever seen. Because we've seen how bad they are. They're just bad. They are so bad, it's just terrible. But there's never been spirit like this. Never, never, ever.
We got spirit.
Probably
yes,
for anyone. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm thrilled to be back in Wisconsin with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. You built this country. You can see we have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate.
Oh, he'd debate your
I'm
ass.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you. That's no good. We got all these corrupt prosecutors, deranged Jack Smith, all of them. These are deranged people. Let's debate outside, Joe. Let's go have a good, solid, friendly debate. Just a friendly, where our country's going, because our country's going to hell, and we're not going to let it happen. You know, the most important day in the history of our country will be November 5th of this year.
When you lose?
Not long. Before going further, let me add that this is primary night, so get out of here soon. I'll finish this thing real quick so you can go out and vote. Go out and vote.
Because you know they didn't early vote.
We don't have much of a primary, I must say, but there are a couple of things that you have to vote on. And I appreciate your support. We've had tremendous support all over. I mean, honestly, we won Iowa. We won New Hampshire. In records, all records. Nevada, we won.
What about
South Carolina? We won in records. We won against the governor there. We won in records, a record number. Every place we won in records. So when you're finished, do I have your word you're going to go out and vote?
For Joe Biden.
If you're watching at home and you haven't voted, go vote. Go get out there. A lot of television back. That's a lot of television. Fake news.
Fake news.
Go vote. Make sure you vote yes.
What about the radio guys?
Questions one and two. Do you know what that is? That's ban Zuckerbucks. Ban Zuckerbucks. They put up money.
Again,
they come
Scott
out
Walker
with
and
boxes.
Donald Trump say yes on the referenda question, so you should vote no.
Zero. You don't get zero, me. You think that's a real deal? No. You know, we won this state. We won this state by a lot. And it came
false.
Out that we won this
you
state.
You did not
actually.
Win this state.
No, you did not. Not
you know, when you have
a lie.
Think of it.
Boo. Wow. Someone must be protesting.
Boo.
That's all right.
I will pay your legal bills if you knock him out. He doesn't offer that anymore because he's got too many of his own legal bills.
All right.
Someone we know, perhaps?
Wisconsin again.
There's one guy. Now, here's what the fake news will do. There was tremendous dissension tonight. It was there. One guy going home to mom. He's going to get the hell beat out of him by his mother. Mom's going to say, "What the hell are you doing? You embarrassed me. You embarrassed me."
If only your mom were alive to say that, Trump.
Papers, the
maybe if he got more hugs from mom, he wouldn't be the way he is.
Tremendous. Yeah, one guy. And he's now scared stiff because he's got to go home to his mother. The mother will say, I saw you on television. You embarrassed me. Beating, beating.
Or she's very proud to stand up against the North of a liar.
The Wisconsin Republican primary in a landslide. That'll be in a few hours.
But you won't get
and
them all,
November
Trump.
5th, we are going to win this state. We're going to
I
win
hear
the White House, and we
trash
are going
Mike
to
Gallagher.
Save our country. We're going to
do
save
you think
our
he'll
country.
Do it? I predict he will.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day?
Misinformation.
We collected their criticism because, of course, March 31st is always Trans Visibility Day.
Next,
and it's
next year
Easter that bounces around.
Next year, Easter is on 420. I'm looking forward to it.
Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
The signs in the crowd say, "Fire Biden,"
visibility
and make America
day,
great again.
I've just come from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I was proud to receive the endorsement of the Police Officers Association of the entire state of Michigan. These are thousands and thousands of officers, and they said it was unanimous. I said, wait a minute,
unanimous.
There wasn't one.
Yes.
There wasn't one negative vote. That's pretty cool. I also met with local law enforcement leaders whose communities are being crushed by Biden migrant crime. You know, we have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. It was brought to you by the worst president in the history of our country, Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked as a $3 bill. In Venezuela, crime is down. I'm sure you're going to be very happy to hear this. Crime is down in Venezuela by 67% because they're taking their gangs and their criminals and depositing them very nicely into the United States. Aren't you happy? Think of it. Who goes down 67%? They went down. Look at this man. I call him the Wall. He's got the nicest suit. I want to get one of those suits. We built a lot of wall.
Brick wall.
We're going to put them up pretty soon. You're going to see something that just came out that's incredible. But think of it. Venezuela, which was a lot of that was an enemy when I left, an enemy, and they were ready to fold. Now they're supplying us with oil. I wouldn't have even thought to buy oil from them. But more importantly, their crime rate is down to 60. It's down by
67%. Was he out making oil deals? And the on behalf of the nation, was he an oil broker?
Well, criminals, and they brought him into the United States. Oh, wait till you see next year. They'll be pretty soon. They'll be at no crime, zero crime in the entire country of Venezuela, the beautiful country of Venezuela. In fact, we'll be going to Venezuela for vacations. Yeah, it's took a lot of
build that wall, make Venezuela pay for it. He's at the downtown Green Bay Hyatt. That's Donald Trump, the former president.
They're sending prisoners, murderers,
entirely
drug
white
dealers,
crowd
mental
cheering
patients,
him on.
Terrorists,
the worst of every country sure very is coming nice into our country now. They're coming from the Congo, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, all over the world. They're coming. They're country changing, country threatening, and they're country wrecking. They're destroying our country. They're destroying, you know, we can drill and we can get the oil going. We can get, but this is a tough one. We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history. We have no choice.
What does drilling have to do with deportation and immigrants?
Have no choice. We have no choice because that's not sustainable by any country. Last week in Grand Rapids, deported illegal alien criminal with multiple prior arrests, many arrests for drunk driving, breaking into houses, and probation violations, was charged murdering 25-year-old Ruby Garcia. Beautiful, perfect, beautiful, wonderful young girl, shooting her repeatedly with an illegally purchased handgun and dumping her body on the side of a highway to die. Under the Trump administration, we deported this monster. Long ago, we deported him, but under crooked Joe Biden, he was allowed to trespass back into our country and kill beautiful Ruby. Last week, because we have the strongest border and the safest border in the history of our country, and now we have the worst border in the history anywhere in the world. We have the worst border. Last week, another illegal alien criminal was arrested in Alabama for raping a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old girl. And in Chicago recently, an illegal alien gang member who was released into our country by crooked Joe Biden was arrested for a drive-by shooting that left a 27-year-old woman riddled with bullet holes all over her body, died. I'm here tonight to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, remember they used the name bloodbath, I was talking about something entirely different, but this is a border bloodbath, ends the day I take the oath of office.
So now he's trying to what, desensitize people to his use of bloodbath.
Bloodbath.com.
I will stop the invasion. I will end the carnage, bloodshed, and killing, and we will crush the human traffickers. You know, they traffic in women, mostly in women. We will vanquish the child smugglers, and we will liberate this nation from Crooked Joe and his migrant armies of dangerous criminals once and for all. This is an invasion of our country. And by the way, hundreds of thousands of people, between the drugs that come in the border and all of the death that's brought into the border in so many different ways, hundreds of thousands of people are being killed in our country every year. If we had a war with a country like Mexico, we wouldn't lose people like that. This is bigger than a war. Joe Biden is so weak on the border that other countries are now publicly taunting and extorting him by pumping migrants across our wide open border. They're opening their jails and they're opening their mental institutions and they're bringing them right in and nobody stops them.
Hundreds of thousands.
Just this week, Mexico's president declared that they will keep the flood of illegal aliens pouring in. They're going to pour into our country unless Biden hands over $20 billion a year just to sit down. Do you think he'd say that to me? And I know him. He's a friend of mine. He's a nice man.
I thought he paid for the wall.
He can't have everything, right? He's a young guy. He can't have
Mexico
everything.
Was going to pay for the wall. At least he's That's got to be he's an expensive a he's never got the undertaking.
Although, who knows? That could be next. Look.
Donald Trump live in Green Bay. Perhaps we'll come back here. Perhaps we won't.
Or not.
Depends on how much broccoli we think we jammed down your gullets. A little cheese on top. Devil's advocate style. Come back with us. It's a stormy Tuesday election day. Trump says, promise you'll go vote after the big rally. You got till 8. More Devil's advocates. You know, Joe coming to Madison on Monday. Can't wait for his rally. Who's he going to declare a bloodbath on?
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So phone lines are open. We will get to you at 844-967-2789. Right now, the former, the rapist, the fraudster, Donald Trump, speaking to the faithful up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He was very happy to get endorsed by the dictator from Hungary. Let's hear what the maniac said.
Viktor Orban. He's a friend of mine.
Joe Biden is not respected, and Joe Biden is not feared. They don't care about him. The only thing
whole
he's good
world
at
fears
is cheating
you.
On elections and disinformation. Disinformation.
You're the king of that.
Dude. You know, if pilots come in, he says, "I used to fly planes." If truckers come in, he says, "I used to truck. I used to drive a nice truck."
I truck.
His biggest lie of all, he said, "Did you ever see him swing a golf club?" He's like this.
Yeah. I'm a golfer.
He said he was a 6 handicap. He's not a 6 handicap. He's not a 36 handicap.
Under that's more like what you are, America, Trump, about a 36 handicap, although you claim quickly, you're about a 6.
Like never before. Respected like never before. Joe Biden's flood of illegal aliens is not just bringing in massive crime. It's also bringing massive costs and massive problems, big problems, problems like we've never had a country like
bigly,
this, honestly.
Bigly problems.
Hey, we've been here a long time. We've loved our country a long time. We've never seen such disrespect. Even the way China talks to us, like we're children, they never talk that way to me.
Like when I was on the playground with China, they never talked like that.
Town of Whitewater, Wisconsin. Does anybody know Whitewater? After being inundated with Biden migrants, this tiny town now has a budget shortfall of over $400,000. Their public schools are
that's how much you owe to Whitewater, isn't it, Trump?
Who don't speak a word of English. Their police force is being diverted from traffic stops to migrant crime, our favorite new term, migrant crime. It's a new category of crime. And their town is becoming a hotbed of cartel activity and illicit drugs like nobody's ever even envisioned before. A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country.
Is he reading this country can get the hell out of Todd's book? I mean, you know, it's stolen. Up there.
If we don't win this election. And I heard somebody say it, a scholar say it
scholar.
2 or 3 days ago. Said,
you be careful. He could go off prompter. It could be a two-hour speech.
Election our country ever has. And there could be truth to it. That's where we're going.
Yeah. He's projecting
Joe Biden
again.
He's a threat to democracy.
I've
he's the threat
it.
To
don't
democracy.
Be the last, especially if this guy gets
Thank
in.
You. Thank you.
A very unenthused 4 more years? I'm not convinced. I don't think the crowd's convinced.
One, we will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, starting with all of the criminals that are pouring in, the criminals and the terrorists. And you know who's going to tell us who they are? Our local police. Our local police, because our local police know their names, their middle names, their phone numbers. They know everything
they
about
know the local, police local terrorists.
Immigration policy.
How Joe Biden's border invasion
if someone's in a
is also going
known terrorist and you know his middle
Medicare
name and his location,
and
why didn't you go pick
American
him up?
Seniors. What he's doing by allowing millions, 15 million, 20 million people this year, it'll be, I think it's already 15, he's destroying your Social Security. Oh. He's destroying your Medicare and many things else. He's also destroying your way of life. If the millions of Biden migrants are allowed to stay as Joe Biden intends, they will cost taxpayers trillions and trillions of dollars in Medicare and Social Security,
will buckle and they will collapse. You know, it's very tenuous. You understand that?
Actually, yeah, they pay into those and they don't get the benefit.
Sustain what's happening. Exactly. We're being invaded and invaded by a lot of people that are people we don't want.
We're talking to Trump here.
Never, ever let that happen. Social Security will be strong and powerful. Medicare will be strong.
You brought her mother over.
The treasury
chain migration
will be ripped,
yes,
plundered and robbed bare to pay for welfare, free health care, free housing, food stamps, rape, Medicaid, and countless other public benefits.
It's twice
and
he's referenced rape, like it's on his mind, like it's and legions something close
Biden
to his conscience
pouring into the. It's really becoming a third world country. We are actually becoming, if you think about it, a third world country. And we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let it happen. So to every Wisconsin voter, if you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff, remember what they had? They had that with Paul Ryan, not my favorite person, by the way.
Oh, here comes the trash talk.
I remember after I won the election in 2016, I had a hall very much like this. It was packed. And I introduced Paul Ryan. The place booed the hell out of him. I said, I guess they don't like him too much. That was when they used to like him by comparison. They like him a lot less now. If you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff to fund government benefits for illegals, then vote for crooked Joe Biden. But when I am president, instead of throwing Granny overboard, I will send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home. You're going back home.
And cut Social Security so Granny can eat cat food.
And if they know that, remember this, if they know
put
that,
some ketchup
they're
on
not
there.
Coming.
It's good, he says.
You know, the problem is Biden got up and he said, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the world. We'll give you free education. We'll give you everything. But welcome to the world. And they came. And they're coming now. There's a massive caravan right now coming
always
through Mexico.
A caravan.
And nobody
and Fox News
in
election year.
Unlike Biden and the open borders Democrats, I will always protect Medicare and Social Security for our great seniors. I will protect.
No, you won't.
Unless we need to give another tax cut
they
to rich people.
They want to increase the average age, you know, that the minimum age. They want to increase it. And we're not doing any of that. We have so much wealth under our feet in
ooh,
liquid
Rick
gold
Scott
and so many
the Republicans? Who are you arguing against?
Your Social Security and your Medicare. And I made that promise to you, and I kept that promise. Remember, there was an
only one
Social
I ever kept.
And for 4 years, we never touched it. We let it be. And that's what's going to happen again. I make that promise to you.
Because that's statutorily
Medicare,
the way it works.
Social Security with
or I had to rob that
safe,
piggy bank.
But
trust me.
It's not going to be safe. It's going to be destroyed. Not because they want to do it, although maybe they do, but I doubt it. But they do want people to come in endlessly. They had chances 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Even when I came in, I built 571 miles of wall. We had 200 miles sitting there waiting to be erected, far more than I said I was going to build. And that's one of the reasons the numbers are so good.
You said
and
you were going to build the entire
chart,
wall. And Mexico was going to pay for
chart,
it, if I recall.
See exactly what I'm talking about. Put it up anytime you can, fellas. There it is.
Oh.
Right there. See
a Trump chart.
Slot? This is illegal migrants coming into our country. See the arrow on the bottom? That was my last week in office. That was the lowest number
in the middle of the pandemic?
When this guy went to the beach, if he would have just left everything alone, he might have gone down as a decent president, at least on the border. He still had a lot
bar
of
graphs.
Problems, let's face
they work well on the radio
on the border,
and at
that
campaign
number,
rallies.
That so much lower than anything else. And then look at the right of that number.
Are people
that's
supposed to be impressed by this graph?
It was
look
an
at
invasion
my,
of our country.
They
it's
tell me it's the greatest
chart,
graph
actually.
Ever.
It's a Border Patrol chart. But look at that low number. Got it down to practically nothing. Now, people came in, but
why don't
they
you brag
came
about your ratings on the Celebrity Apprentice? Right? It would have
but
about as much
you
relevance.
Study that. I'll tell you what, even the fake news was impressed with that number. And they're not impressed with anything because they're fake.
As fake news,
no
I will tell you, I'm
Biden's
unimpressed by your charts.
Migrant invasion
sir.
More than our great African-American and Hispanic-American communities and union workers, right?
I think yes. There must be a minority in the crowd, Dom. I think I heard a boisterous minority. Someone's expressing their love for Trump.
North Carolina here. You know,
from North Carolina.
This is 119 rallies that they've been to. And this isn't even a rally.
Did I mention that these are the front row Joes that show up for every rally? These are not Wisconsinites. Any minority in that room tonight did not come from Wisconsin, not to support Trump. More Devil's Advocate. Support us. Come on back.
Mm-hmm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Employees at the Universities of Wisconsin will soon get parental leave. Eligible employees will get 6 weeks of paid time off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents will review the policies Thursday. Full-time employees who've been on the job at least 6 consecutive months would be eligible starting July 1st. Non-organic strawberries, blueberries, and spinach contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say there are affordable alternatives to fresh organic food.
If you are interested in purchasing organic versions of the produce that's on the Dirty Dozen, there are also some more budget-friendly options in the frozen aisles.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire has been named as one of the 10 cities that will receive a $75,000 grant to address some complex healthcare problems. According to a WQOW report, Eau Claire will receive the Invest Health Grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which aims to assist healthcare organizations address things like alcoholism, obesity, and mental health issues. Eau Claire officials will work with both local healthcare organizations and the other cities receiving the grant funding to determine effective solutions. The city of Menominee has announced its yard waste and brush curbside pickup schedule. According to a press release from the city, sanitation crews will pick up yard waste on April 15th, 22nd, and 29th. The yard waste must be placed in paper compostable bags that must weigh less than 50 pounds and be no more than 4 feet long. If that curbside pickup schedule doesn't work for you, residents can also bring yard waste to the city's solid waste site on Gilbert Creek Road on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, raking in $80 million on almost 4,000 screens and $194 million worldwide. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire took second place with almost $16 million. The new Liam Neeson film In the Land of Saints and Sinners underwhelmed at the domestic box office, taking in a little over $1 million on 900 screens. People magazine did cartwheels over Khloe Kardashian and her family's Easter photos. She's one of the Kardashians who is not Kim or Kendall. Kardashian posted photos with her own two kids, Tatum and True, and nieces Dream and Chicago. I know what you're thinking. Are those serious names, or are they trying to outweird the Zappas? When I read People's headline that said Khloe Kardashian shared wholesome family photos, I thought, why would she share pics of someone else's family? But nope, they're actual Kardashians. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and breezy tonight, an inch or two of accumulation and a low near 30. A wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts to 40 miles an hour, scattered snow showers, highs near 40. Cloud cover lingers for Thursday, maybe a morning flurry, high mid-40s. Right now it's 33.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. Lies,
lies. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Election Day edition, the Opening Day edition, Donald Trump and Green Bay edition, a happier happy hour, because we're not playing it. By popular
demand the text audience. They're blowing us up on the text line. I'm like, ordinarily, I listen to your show, and no offense, but while Trump is on, I have to change the station. A little offense? Here's another one. Please, make it stop.
We did. It stopped. We promise.
Some asked, why no lock her up chants? And please stop making us listen to this useless moron. Well, you know, Dom's part of the show. I can't help that. 844. I think you're maybe.
Hey,
they weren't clear on the text line. You'll have to text back.
I'll assume.
844-967-2789. Trump in Green Bay. He's still going. We're monitoring. What was
my biggest takeaway? The guy literally said there's hundreds of thousands of murders by migrants every year in this country.
Well, he's combining the death total of the scourge of drugs and apparently like half a dozen murders per year by former or migrants that don't have legal status. But, you know, it's the fentanyl, Dom. But there was a big opioid crisis while Donald Trump was the president. There will be a big opioid crisis. Whoever's the president in 2025, this ain't solving itself. And they're shoving this demand down our throats to a certain degree, but I would be looking to China. I mean, a lot of this is coming from China. A lot of the meth is coming here. Fentanyl is coming from China. And I doubt that the way Trump expresses this is worse than a war. Well, he's also said what? He was going to interdict into Mexico and go after the cartel? He's just going to start a war?
Bombing Mexico?
I think we've been fighting the drug war since Nixon. How are we doing? I don't think we're winning. Anyways, 844-967-2789, a patient. Heath from DeForest. He might be deaf by now, but welcome, Heath. What do you got for us?
Hey.
Hey, guys. Thank you for shutting off Trump.
You're welcome.
I don't listen to that anymore. It's just so terrible to listen to that over and over again. I feel like you guys can't stop saying, you know, as many times as possible, how, you know, he's the one that shut down the deal to do something about the border. And, you know, for anybody else that's listening, right, this guy was president for 4 years. He had a majority two of those years in both houses, House and Senate, and did nothing, you know, to actually address this problem. Everything this guy says is a lie, and it's terrible to listen to. I, like you, Rudy, served. I was overseas twice in Iraq, and you know, the thing with this guy of all the things that he has done and said, you know, there's so many. The list is so long. You could have 25 of these shows and never get through all of them. But the thing that sticks in my craw after all these years is his treatment of John McCain. And for a man who spent, I believe, 5 years in a Vietnamese prison camp after having been shot down, and this man, you know, calling him a loser. Do you remember this?
Yeah. He said, I prefer people that don't get shot down and captured. And I mean, McCain actually, beyond courage, it's unbelievable the amount of torture and stuff that John McCain went through. But John McCain, as the son of the naval officer, could have used that as leverage to free himself, and chose not to. He chose to stay with his men, even though he's being tortured. I mean, that's more courage. Yeah, Trump, Captain Cadet Bone Spurs. I mean, the guy claimed his Vietnam was, you know, dodging STDs in the club scene in New York City.
Right. Yeah, exactly. This guy's had a silver spoon in his mouth his entire life. He's done nothing.
Or his nose, but I'm just saying.
Absolutely. The thing with John McCain encompasses every single thing you need to know about Donald Trump. He has no honor. He doesn't know what the word respect is. He is a terrible person. He will be a terrible president again if Americans are dumb enough to elect this guy. He is poison.
Well, he made the unbelievable statement coming from Grand Rapids as he slurred his way through the words. But he said, Trump said he was coming from Grand Rapids, where he got the unanimous support of the Michigan State Police Association Union, whatever it was. A, unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, of course, there wasn't a unanimous endorsement, but let's say he did get the endorsement. I mean, this was the guy that encouraged his followers to go after the Capitol police officers on January 6th. When this guy claims he's law and order and back the blue and all that stuff, how they don't see through it, I don't understand, Heath. Be it the military, be it the police, I don't know how anyone supports this guy. People of character and honor that do sign up to serve have to know that that's not what that guy is.
No, it absolutely isn't. He doesn't stand for anything. He eats his own. I still think this guy is going to lose horribly in November. I hate to say it, but was it the...
and he's not going to accept it, though, Heath, and nor will his followers. And at what point, it's Trump's going to be Trump, man. You know, what does it say about the rest of humanity? What does it say about his followers and those that would vote for him, knowing the very obvious character flaws this man has? Is it fair for us to judge the Trump voter like we judge Trump?
Yeah, I think these people, they've listened to all the hype, and I was just watching Fox News the other night. I'm sure you guys have to listen to this stuff all the time, and the ludicrous things they're saying. We know they lie to. I mean, they want a $500 million lawsuit they had to settle. The people that are listening to right wing media, they're being fed a line of garbage. And I think really what has to happen is, everybody who understands who this man is, just has to have those honest conversations. That's what scares me, is so many people, one of the many things that scares me about this man, is so many people, they don't want to have these hard conversations with family and friends and really discuss, like, things like his treatment of John McCain and point out these things to their friends and families. I think when people have those conversations, it's pretty difficult. Even Republicans now know what this man's like. And if you have those conversations honestly, not screaming, and just tell people, what you think, I think they have to begin to understand it, and internalize what kind of person he is, because he doesn't even like Republicans.
Heath, I'm going to cut you short there. Thank you. Appreciate your contribution. I do want to make a comment. I don't forgive the Trump supporters anymore. Once upon a time, 2016, man, systems broke. I'm going to continue to break it. I'm going to vote for something different, an outsider. I could understand that sentiment. But not after 2020, not after the January 6th, and certainly not extended into this elective cycle. Heath, if someone's still out there and they're still supporting Donald Trump, that does speak to their character. There's something wrong with them. And I am very encouraged, and I get more and more encouraged. I'm surprised to be saying this, Dom. About the hush money trial, the voter deception trial that's coming down the pike on April 15th. Because you know who's going to give the testimony? You know who's going to be there offering testimony? People like Hope Hicks. Donald Trump's number one girl is Hopey, is going to be there as a witness for the prosecution, because she was his press secretary during the 2016 campaign. It's also going to be people like Stormy Daniels, and the unfortunately named David Pecker over at the National Enquirer, Dom. These are going to be friends and Republicans testifying against Donald Trump for his actions in the 2016 election, because that was sort of a precursor. That was sort of a starter pack on insurrection, Dom, because this was an effort to disinform, to hide his actions from the American public immediately before the election. So what was the underlying action? It's not illegal to pay off a porn star, but it is when you cook the books to do it, when you do it to hide it from the American people. And
in the midst of an election, I mean, the timing of these things matter. If he'd have done it, 10 years ago, he paid her off, kept her quiet, no big deal. But he was running for president at the time, coming off the Hollywood Access tape. He
didn't want any more of this getting out there. So he paid her off, election interference, and then cooked the books. Business fraud. But of course, we know what Donald Trump is, and he continued to do it. And he's finally, maybe coming around, but Crudy, you never know. I mean, this is the king of delay. Roster reporting, Donald Trump filed notice that he will demand Judge Juan Merchan recuse himself at the New York City election interference case involving the hush money deal.
Not even the first time he's record
show.
He's making this request for the umpteenth time. At some point, these judges lose appetite for this guy calling for recusal over and over and over again. Why? Because he extended the gag order? Because Trump attacked his daughter? That's the reason. Well, he's clearly got a personal vested interest. I've been attacking his daughter for weeks, and he extended a further gag order saying I couldn't do so. He's clearly subject to recusal. Now, I mean, come on, man. The same judge is not going to buy that argument. He didn't buy the last time Trump asked it. He's not going to recuse.
Your Honor has an interest in this case that warrants recusal. There is an unacceptable risk that the court's family relationship will influence judicial conduct. Lawyers claim the motion will be filed on Wednesday. Of course, we know that Trump attacked the daughter. Another quote, Your Honor's daughter is making money by supporting the creation and dissemination of campaign advocacy for President Trump's opponent, political rivals, and the Democrat Party. It can no longer be ignored that authentic commercial interests are benefited by developments in this case that harm President Trump's penal interests and divert his efforts from running his leading campaign.
That's a stretch, isn't it? So if I understand the argument here, Merchant's grown daughter, who apparently has an opinion of her own, Dom, I mean, it's the First Amendment when Trump does it, but if Merchant's daughter has an opinion about Trump, it's god awful.
Yes.
But she apparently is what's her crime, Dom?
She works in politics for Dems.
God forbid.
I mean, all right. Imagine.
Why not just hang her like you do to your vice presidential? Hey, who's Trump's VP going to be? Does it matter? I mean, who's the next one that's going to get in line to get hung by Donald Trump? I mean, that's a tough job. If he doesn't like your decision-making, he's going to call on the Bobs to hang your ass?
Right. My vice president didn't have the strength and wisdom to do what needed to be done. If someone would just rid me of this pesky vice president.
844-967-2789. Dave from Waukesha. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hello, Dave.
Hi. Am I in here right now?
Yes, you are.
You are.
Okay. I just wanted to touch base on what the first caller said with McCain. It's been proven that Trump's deferments were false. The doctors came clean. I think there's something wrong with a man being able to lead our country or even run for president when it was proven that he wasn't man enough to defend our country. He wouldn't step up to the plate. That's like Ali, you know, people cast him out like he was had the plague or something when he wouldn't go with Cassius Clay, whatever, wouldn't go serve.
Conscientious objector. Well, Trump was just a draft dodger, man. Call a spade, he just had a...
Roger. He wouldn't defend his country. He shouldn't be able to run for president, period.
Well, it's almost like you try to...
And I'm with you on that, but again, there's no requirement that you must serve or in the Constitution.
During a draft, there is actually a requirement that you must serve if you are drafted. He got a...
Or to be a president, that's not one of the requirements. You know, age, citizenship, those kinds of things. And Dave, it's a great point. I agree with you philosophically. But again, this goes to the character of those who were vote for him. If you think Donald Trump is strong around the world, then where was he then? And do you have any problem with that? Apparently, Dave, they've made their answer very clear to every one of these questions. His voters don't care.
Unfortunately, Jimmy Carter pardoned all the Vietnam draft dodgers. And I think that would include Trump. Come back. One last segment for your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. Stick around, Busted Pencils coming up next.
Apparently, our pal Aaron, who's sitting in for Rich, who's at opening day, Brewers won 3-2.
All right, go Brew Crew.
Welcome to the Brewers postgame show right here on Devil's Advocates Radio Network. But anyways, what was I saying? Go Brewers. 4-0 on the young season. I forget what I was saying.
Said something about me, but I'm not sure what.
He was monitoring the Draft Dodgers little rally, Trump's rally in Green Bay.
Which is still going, by the way.
Which is still going. Trump's still at the podium. So this quick rally, no such thing.
And we're sparing the audience.
We are sparing you at this point. But Trump apparently did a shout out to all the favored Republican Congress people from the state of Wisconsin. Did he mention Derek Van Orden, Aaron?
If he did, I missed it.
Oh, it'd be a shame if Derek Van Orden didn't get a shout out from his how about Cheeto Grothy Messiah. Grothy did.
Yeah,
you got a little love.
He did. So did Tom Tiffany. So did Eric Hovde. So did Brian Schimming. Those are the ones that I saw.
No Mike Gallagher, huh? That's weird.
No.
I think it's interesting that apparently he did a little shout out to Hudvey and had him stand up and wave, do a little debutante wave. Apparently, I'm surprised he didn't compliment the porn stash. Aaron and I were just enjoying a little conversation off air, you know. Reminds him of porn, which makes him think of sex and rape, which he talks about often.
Yes,
rape. Just during the speech, at least twice. Just while we were monitoring.
Yeah, other people's rape, you know, not his own. He, you know, doesn't talk about that.
844-967-2789. I would wonder, Eric
Hudvey.
He appeared on the stage with a rapist tonight. Now, he, I think, evermore as a candidate for this higher electoral office, this Senate race, is going to have to answer the call. You got a problem with Trump raping E. Jean Carroll and allegedly up to 20 other women?
Not just Hovde, but shouldn't it be everybody? Every congressman, every Republican in the state of Wisconsin, across the country, every Trump supporter? I mean,
depends on whether or not you got up and did the debutante wave with the man at the Green Bay rally. I would say
needs to answer that question.
Well,
along with a dozen others, but we know the answer. Oh, that's fake. We don't care. They don't care. They don't care.
I would also say the enabling of the January 6th is a disqualifying factor as far as we're concerned on this little radio product.
Mom, I got the YouTube up, the Newsmax. That's, you know, up on the YouTubes and all the comments on there. Well, J6 was a setup, Crudy. Don't you know?
False flag.
False flag. Big hoax. Big hoax. Nothing to see here.
844.
This is what we're dealing with.
967-2789. I know. I deal with you each and every day. L.A. Tom, how's it going on the leftist coast?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Actually, it's probably a nice day. But first, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that power lies within us. Second, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. Everything Donald Trump says up there is basically exactly what he does. And you know what? I got a little bit skeezed out when he was talking about that 14-year-old beautiful, most beautiful girl in the world. I'm thinking, oh man, are you going on another airplane ride with
heading down to Lolita Island with Epstein? You know, talking about the sex trafficking, I'm thinking he knows a little something, or at least he had a buddy who allegedly did.
He most certainly does.
I think he always had a thing for the younger women. He used to own the Miss Teen World pageant, didn't he, Tom? Had a bad habit of going backstage and catching the women in stages of semi-dressed. I guess these would be girls. But felt like he could do that because he owned the pageant. They couldn't stop
him. Yeah, he owns it. You know, if you're a big star, they'll let you do anything, Curdy.
Well, especially if you own the pageant.
Yeah, let me ask you. I mean, literally, the speed, the delivery of Trump's speech today. Did it seem like that guy did a couple of bumps before he got on stage? Because he did not stop to take a breath. I mean, he was talking super, super fast. Any thought on that, Michael?
That he might have had that silver spoon up his nose?
He may have had something. You know, they talked about Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden. You know, the Republicans, they always say that stuff about Sleepy Joe when Joe comes out and he's not so sleepy.
They must drug him up. It's almost like they've seen that happen. I have never seen an elderly human being get drugged up to go out on stage and give a speech. Be it Joe, be it Trump. But I don't see what happens backstage, man. You know, I don't know what he does in the bathroom on Trump Force One.
The wall, man. I mean, my hands are like balloons, baby.
I know there are times when we are more or less able to speak. We call it Monday mouth occasionally. So, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not guilty of losing a word mid-sentence occasionally, but...
Oh, pronouncing something wrong. Yeah, sure, that'll happen.
You know, we do smoke weed copiously, so that could affect it as well. See, the Germans legalized. We can go to Germany now and smoke recreational marijuana.
Congratulations, Germany. What took you so
first
long?
First day, April Fool's Day was their official first day of weed day. No problems reported. Everybody's pretty chill there.
Really? So the sky didn't fall? Cats and dogs living together? Mass hysteria? That didn't happen?
You know, we got a lot of German immigrants here in the state of Wisconsin. I was hoping we could perhaps follow their fine example, Tom, and someday move beyond prohibition here in our great state.
Well, the name Robin Voss doesn't seem very, I don't know, Italian to me. So, you know, maybe we should speak to the assembly leader in the state of Wisconsin.
I don't understand the Italian reference. I'm sorry.
Well, his boss seems German to me. So you got to talk to Germans.
I didn't know. Voss is German.
I'm guessing. I'm not saying that's the case, but it certainly doesn't sound Italian.
I gotcha. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. What's it got to do with the Italians? Because you think Voss might be a German, but he's not pro-weed. I'm sorry, Dom. I didn't mean to make you explain the joke to me, but I just don't get what you're going with there. You have a history of bad analogies. I just should have gone down that and said, okay, I don't understand, but what's changed?
Follow, man, doesn't mean it's a bad analogy, but it was an analogy. It was a pun. Was it a pun? Was it a joke? We're the Devil's Advocates. Pun and a joke.
You're not very punny, Dom. I'm just saying. Thank you to my fine guest, Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, gave us a little preview of what was about to happen. And, you know, sorry to all those that got stuck listening to Trump. Go Brewers. They're 4-0 on the young season. 3-2 victors over the Twins. And tomorrow's game, I don't think interferes with our big show. So we'll expect all of you promptly at 3, except for Dom, who shows up about 4. Have a great night. Busted Pencils is next. And then Pete Schwabba, the night light. He covered the Trump event from the entertainment section earlier today.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Northeast is bracing for a hard hit from severe storms tonight. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.